Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So we'll get into those group of five teams and whether we think they have any shot in the games that they'll be on the road for in the first round of the college football playoff. Cover the spreads at least. Tulane, Ole Miss, and JMU, Oregon in just a minute. But there are four games, obviously, in the first round we want to touch on briefly here before we go full dive into them next week here on BetMGMU. Alongside RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack, John Martin off this week. And let's start with, go chronologically. The first one, it's a rematch, Choppy. We get the 9-8 matchup in Norman between Alabama and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's already beat the Tide this year in a squeaker in Tuscaloosa about a month ago. 23-21 was the final. The Sooners covered as 6.5-point dogs there, obviously, as they won outright. Of 13 Bama games so far this season, 9 have gone under. Oklahoma, 10 out of 12 have gone under, and the number even lower. That's my first look on this one. I don't know about you, was the total. 40.5, and they produced 44 points together a month ago. Clearly, the books think, okay, playoff game, going to play it even tighter, two solid defenses. And I tend to lean that way as well. Watching that number come down, though, I think if you're thinking under, it's best to get in on it earlier rather than later because it might get bet down even more. And I think the whole key to this one is just which quarterback is more careful with the football and which defense can force that guy into more mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you got to worry about, you know, sometimes in Oklahoma this time of year, you got to worry about some weather. It will rain a lot. So that could play into, you know, maybe a sloppy game. I looked at the weather. It doesn't look like it's going to rain. It looks like it's going to be a pretty mild day. So shouldn't be any problems throwing the football. But I found it interesting. The, you know, if Notre Dame had played, they did a Notre Dame versus A&M line. They did one, you know, along with this. And Notre Dame was going to be favored. And A&M won. This was going to be at A&M. And Alabama's favored here. Alabama was favored in the initial look ahead, which I found very interesting. That why would they be favored when, you know, they already lost to them, and it just didn't make any sense to me. But I love the under. I love the under here. I think this is a very low scoring game. This has got, you know, 20-17, 21-14 written all over it. And, of course, we're going to be wrong, and this is going to go and be in the 30s, old-school Big 12-style game, you know, where everybody just – it's a track meet. But this is, to me, this is the game of the weekend. This is the game of the weekend for me. I can't wait to see.
I thought it was curious they put it on Friday night. Maybe the thought is it's the standalone – well, I mean, they're all standalone windows, but this is the way to kick off the weekend with
NFL.
With probably the best game, yeah.
Yeah, and the NFL plays 4 and 7 o'clock on Saturday. So right. You don't want to be up against the NFL games.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's all about, I hate to oversimplify. I already did making it about Mateer and Simpson and which one's more responsible with the football. But I think it really does come down to John Mateer. And do we get anything approaching healthy Mateer that we had earlier in the year? I think if he reverts even slightly more to that form than he's looked over the last month, then I like Oklahoma in this one. And I don't mind laying the point and a half. If he's still looking sloppy, if he's still having accuracy issues, then Bama money line is the play for me, at least right now.
Look, Mateer, when he's healthy, he's a pretty darn good player. He was going to be one of the Heisman favorites, if not the Heisman favorite, before he got hurt. On the flip side, Ty Simpson's a coach's kid. He's a smart quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's a team. I'll tell you, like, DeBoer is in a need of a win. Like, if you want to get that fan base off your back, you got to win this football game, because the 2 years in a row after Nick Saban, you go 2 years in a row and you don't sniff the Final Four, you're gonna have to really kind of do some kumbaya with the fans.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations are always higher there, and you're right. At least a playoff win is going to have to be what they get in order for DeBoer to not feel that seat increasingly warm underneath him. The first game on Saturday afternoon, the other tight matchup, power conference matchup, we got Miami, who squeaked in as the 10 seed, traveling to College Station against number 7, Texas A&M. And this is one I'm curious to see what you think, Choppy, of A&M after such an unsteady final few weeks of the season, right? The loss to Texas, nearly blowing it against South Carolina. I can't tell if they're on unsteady footing or if they should have found some equilibrium coming into this one. It's at home against a team that, is maybe just happy to be in the playoff. I don't know, but I could see Carson Beck doing that thing Carson Beck does, where he starts chucking it up for the wide receivers. They start making plays. This will be a game of big plays, I think.
Yeah, it will. The one thing that I would caution is, if you go back to last year, home teams really rolled, and we outsmarted the room. We tried to outsmart the room. I mean, maybe they could do this. Man, the home teams rolled last year, except for Texas. I'm not as worried about the A&M loss to Texas as I am about the South Carolina game. Mm-hmm. South Carolina game, obviously, it's a classic trap game. You're up 30, you're down 31 zip or whatever. That game hurt. That game was tough. But credit to them, they didn't allow anything in the second half. The Texas game, look, Arch played well. He made a couple of really nice plays. The crowd was going nuts. It's still a good Texas team. There's no crime. There's no crime in losing that football game. I think A&M wins this thing. I think A&M wins by more than a touchdown. I would pretty early before this thing, if it grows. I really like A&M here.
One thing I really like on this one, again, I'm focused on the total, as we've got some time to sort of hone in on both sides. I think it goes way over the 51.5. I think we get the scoreboard getting lit up in College Station at Kyle Field in that one. Then we've got Ole Miss and Tulane, one of the two matchups that includes a Group of Five team. And these two teams played each other already earlier this year. Ole Miss rolled, won by 5 touchdowns way back in September over Tulane. Now, I know there are still questions about, talk about finding equilibrium. Has Ole Miss found their footing now that Lane Kiffin is gone? And maybe there are some questions about how they handled that. I'm still firmly in the camp, RJ, of this group. You could question the coaching that's actually in charge, maybe. You can question bringing Charlie Weiss on to call the offense and all that. I think this team is in sort of rally formation. And while I don't think they'll blow them out like they did back in September, I do think Ole Miss wins. That is a large number, though, 17.5.
It's a large number, but you know, they won by five scores. They won 45-10. Look, I think this is ripe for Tulane. I think Ole Miss is a mess. I'm scared to death. I would not touch this game at all because I could absolutely see the talent just taking over and they cover, but I could also see, you know, a honed in, locked in, laser focused Coach Sumrall getting these troops together. Meanwhile, Ole Miss got substitute teacher in there for the next 3 weeks or the previous, you know, 3 weeks as they played the whole factor in there. And, you know, they got four coaches on the offense with 3/4 of a foot out the door. What are you listening to in practice? No one's getting yelled at in practice this week. Nobody. They're not getting yelled at.
Is it like when your substitute teacher would roll in the cart with the TV on top of it?
Yeah.
For the older generation out there, and they just put on a movie, and you put your head down on your desk and go to sleep? That kind of deal?
Like, do the players get extra money if they win the game?
I don't think so. Do they? Is there a college football playoff share?
I don't know. Like, do they get a playoff share? Like, I have no idea. That would be motivation. You know, the only motivation for these Ole Miss players is to put good tape out there. Well, putting good tape out there sometimes means playing selfish. And when you have no coach to check you and you're 19 years old and you're looking to get in the portal,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of this game. I know, like, the numbers say, you know, bet Ole Miss, take Ole Miss. It just that scares me. I'm just not ready to go there with either team. I don't think I would. The numbers would never say bet Tulane. I'm just worried.
Yeah, I think, look, if you right now today held my feet to the fire and said you have to pick a side and a spread on this game, I'd probably take Tulane in the points just because I think it may be closer than anybody suspects it would be. But I wouldn't – I'm not ordinarily going to bet a 17.5-point spread. And because I don't think Ole Miss is in as bad a headspace – as you're describing, could be proven wrong. This could be the most prime matchup for an upset in the first round of the CFP. And then finally, the nightcap on the second day, Saturday night, we get the James Madison Dukes heading out to Eugene, Oregon. And JMU is basically a Sun Belt all-star team. I don't know if that means any. I want to say they had like 20 all-conference players in their lineup or something. They were dominant. They should. And so they've got top 10 offense in the country, top 10 defense if you look at yardage totals. They've got Wayne Knight, who we saw in their conference championship game is capable of just breaking away and blowing a game open for them on the ground. Again, I'm not going to run out to bet JMU plus 21.5, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least if they kept this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
uncomfortable for Oregon deeper into the game than we might suspect. Like, we might get to the fourth quarter and this is still a 10-point game, and maybe the Ducks put the icing on the cake there in the final 15 minutes. But I think JMU is going to hang around before maybe Oregon covers. 21.5, another huge number.
Which one would you be more – so you're more likely to bet to JMU to cover than Tulane?
Oh, man. If I had to choose one – damn, you're putting it to me here. I guess Tulane just because of those Ole Miss question marks that you brought up. But I think both could cover. I do. I think both could cover. They could both lose by two touchdowns and still cover.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I think Oregon might be a little actually underrated at this point. I think we've kind of written them off. JMU is, I think they're more real than Tulane, but I think their matchup is more difficult. And that's the issue. Like, going to Oregon, going cross country, tough place to play, you know, that crowd is going to be rocking. And they've not seen anything like that. You know, they just haven't seen anything like that. So I kind of like Oregon here in the 20-21.
This is another reason you're going to see it next weekend, and we can talk more about it when John gets back in next week. But this is another reason the only thing that should not be on campus is the national championship game. Maybe the semifinals, you could argue with me just a little bit. But the first two rounds should all be on campus, man. There should be 8 teams that get an opportunity to play games on campus, because the atmosphere you're going to see is going to be phenomenal. And I think that does actually play into it just a bit. Not as much with Tulane. They've been to Ole Miss, right? They know what to expect, even though it'll be a playoff atmosphere, not September atmosphere. JMU going out to Eugene, like you said, walking into that building is going to be something that you can't possibly prepare for. And I think that's a decided advantage that every higher seed should get in both of the first two rounds.
Yep. Next year, when they go to 16 teams, all 8 will be on the home. Right? That's it. And then you can do the next, you know, the problem is that, you know, they've got to get all these bowl games in. You know, they got to make sure they get all the bowls in. These bowls want it.
Yeah, but at a certain point those start to you look at it and go, why are we playing this thing at the Fiesta Bowl? Why? You know, if you're a home team, if you're one of those Power 2 conferences, you want your conference champ to get a home game and not get that bye immediately into the second round and not get the home campus environment that they should get the virtue of by finishing in the top 4. Like I said, a conversation we can maybe unfold a little bit more next week when we get John back into the fold. We've still got to talk Heisman. Is it Mendoza's to lose? We're going to give you our favorite plays of the weekend, maybe a look at a couple bowl games as well that'll happen before we talk again next week. And, oh, Sharone, what were you thinking? Oh. All of that next on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.